always a privilege to be here. This is the third time, and it's just always wonderful. And great, just like love. Always, there's just a lovely spirit here and welcoming spirit. And it's good to see familiar faces, and I'm just excited for what the Lord has tonight.
And, amen.
And we had to leave kind of in a hurry last time we were here, and felt bad. I even forgot to thank Brother James for buying my meal, but I know I just appreciate the hospitality of the people.
Praise God.
And the kindness. And just feel the love of the Lord in the midst. And a love for the Word.
That's it. Amen.
Amen. That's so important.
Yes, sir.
It makes it so easy on a preacher to preach to people who love the Word.
That's right.
It's wonderful. But we just have a little thought tonight. And we're anxious to see what the Lord has. But it'll be a little different for me. It'll be maybe a little more like a Bible study. Lots and lots of scripture that I want to read today, but we trust that's all right. And,
yes, sir.
And we don't want to limit the Lord.
That's
we don't
right.
want to put him in a box like we preached last time and then limit the way that he can move. And just because
sure.
we call it a Bible study doesn't mean that we can't get excited about
that's
the
right.
Word.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Brother. But we're just happy to be here. And we want to speak on a little thought of the ministry of the bride.
Amen, brother.
How many believe that the bride has a ministry?
Yes, sir. Right.
Amen.
Yes.
And each and every member of the bride has a ministry. The Bible says
right.
every joint supplieth. Every
Amen.
One of us has a part that we have to play in this ministry. Amen. That the Lord has. And you know, it's so important for us to realize this. It's so important to have a revelation of what the Lord wants to do in our life personally.
Yes, sir, brother.
Amen. Not
Come
just this
now.
Idea of a bride like this church
sure.
or like a people that you join, but for us personally, we want to have
a
real revelation that the Lord wants to do something through me personally.
Yes.
Amen. And,
right.
and when you understand that, then it gives you power to overcome in this age. It gives you clarity. You can
That's
see
it.
The path that the Lord has laid in front of you, what he wants you to accomplish, what his purpose is for you, and it gives you power over the enemy, knowing
yes,
who you are.
Amen.
Jesus had power over Satan because he knew who he was.
Amen.
And he knew his position. He knew his rights.
Come on, brother.
And we want to know our rights today.
Amen.
Amen. Just like just a little story to help myself relax here. We have in the minister study at the home church there. There's always sitting on the desk where the minister sits a little tin of Altoids mints. You all know what Altoids
sure.
are, and I love Altoids mints. And so I'd be in that study all the time as a boy, and I'd pass through there and see those mints, you know, because I'd be taking water to the pulpit or something like that. But I've never touched them because those mints were for the preacher. It's not for me, even though I like them, right? But I used to call them the sacraments. But see, but then the first day that I preached at our church, I sat down at that desk and I looked at Tim. I said, "Isn't it wonderful? Now that I'm the preacher,
right.
I can eat the mints."
Come on now.
Because I knew my position. Now
Woo.
There's a realization of who I was. I knew what I was there to accomplish.
Amen.
I knew what the Lord had brought me
Glory
there for. So I had a right, amen,
That's
to partake
it.
Of those mints. Amen.
That's right, brother.
Amen. That's what we want
Glory
is a revelation
God.
Of who we are.
Amen.
What our purpose is. So let's stand again for the reading of the word. Just get right into it. I don't believe I'll keep you long today, but we're just want the Lord to have liberty.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Turn to Revelation 10, please, if you would. The ministry of the bride. And of course, I hope it's a familiar scripture to you in Revelation 10. And verse 5 we'll start. "And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath
right.
declared to his servants the prophets.
Praise God.
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, Go and take the little book, which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went to the angel, and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it, and eat it up. And it shall make thy belly bitter, and it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. Amen. And skip down to verse 11 now. And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again.
Yes, sir.
Amen. This, after John has been given this open book, this open word has been given to John. Now John has a ministry.
Yes, sir.
John has a call.
Right.
Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
That's right.
Amen. Now let's turn to Revelation 22 and verse 16. John typing the bride now.
That's right.
As a ministry.
Amen.
Amen. And how many believe that the Word has been open to us, that we've had a prophetic ministry that has come, that has so opened the Word till there's no mystery in that Word anymore.
That's right.
The bride. But she has a right to every revelation lying in that Word. Every mystery has been unveiled to her. You as the bride of Christ, there's nothing hidden from you. There's nothing held back. But each one of us, we have a right. Amen.
Praise
we have
God.
A right
That's
to
it,
understand because they're the love secrets that were given to the bride. Amen.
Amen.
So Revelations chapter 22 and verse 16. And this is the Lord talking. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come.
That's it.
And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity to come before your divine word, Father, knowing that there's power in this word, Lord, to meet every need that is here, Father.
Yes,
Lord, the same power that brought the world into existence lies in this word, Father. Lord, to speak to hearts, Father, to answer questions, to calm fears, Lord, and to take away confusion, Father. I pray that, Lord, you would just supernaturally take over, Father, knowing that I have no ability in myself, Father. Lord, I have no qualifications, Father, to stand before these people and teach them, Lord. Lord, but you said your Holy Ghost would be the teacher, Father, Lord. And now I pray that, Lord, as I come and preach a general gospel, that your Holy Ghost would anoint it, Father. And Lord, anoint it to each heart, and may it come to life, Father. Lord, may it not be a dead letter. May it not just be a Sunday school lesson, Father. But Lord, may it be a light, Father, that would take away the shadows that Satan has cast on this word, that we would know who we are, and we know what we're sent here for, Father. We thank you, Lord, and we ask that you just grant it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And take your liberty, Lord. We surrender all of ourselves, Father, tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful. You may be seated. Thank you. Amen. So now, the scripture here, talking about a ministry that the bride has. But we want to start back at the beginning, which is where I usually start, with this word that was with God from the beginning of creation. And we recognize that before there was a world, that God had a desire in his heart, as
yes,
we preached here before. There's something driving God, that we know that creation has a purpose. It's not just
Amen.
An accident that spun into existence, but God has a purpose with creation, what he's trying to accomplish. And what has always motivated God throughout history to man is the revelation of himself.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because in God lies attributes, and in God lies desires and characteristics, And personality traits within God that have always lay there hidden before
right.
the foundation
yes.
of the world.
That's
Amen.
True.
But see, fallen man, we in our finite minds, we can never aspire to understand God. We can never aspire to really take hold of who he is and understand him as he is. But
now.
We know that God has a desire in himself to reveal himself
yes,
to the people.
Exactly.
And that's what we call this logos, this word. Because
right.
God, if we look at God as the great thought, Amen. The originator of thought. He's everything that is lie within him. Amen.
Yes, right.
All creation is an expression of what lay hidden in his mind.
Praise
Amen.
Him.
And everything that God has done on the earth has been him speaking what lies in his mind. It's so the word is a thought expressed. It's the thought of God. So
That's
this
it.
Logos that has been sent to us, it's the revelation, it's the unfolding of who God is. Because of the Logos, we can understand God.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Made himself simple
Thank
enough
you,
that human minds
yes.
And grasp him, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And it's the grace of God
That's
that he would
right.
do that because no man could ever come up to fellowship on his
Woo.
Level. But it was God that came down
Hallelujah,
and
Lord.
God
Hallelujah.
Made himself. We could never touch God, but
That's
God
right,
made himself
brother.
Touchable. Our God made himself
amen.
Touchable. Amen.
Praise
amen. And so he's all throughout history, he's been fulfilling this process of revealing himself step by step. Amen.
Yes,
point by
yes,
point,
sir.
Line upon line, precept upon
That's
precept,
it.
As
That's
the scripture
right,
says, furthering the revelation of himself. So we know that God always has a word voice on the earth.
Right.
He is at every time in history, God has had a voice on the earth, fulfilling this revelation of who he is.
Amen.
His
brother.
Character, his heart. Amen.
Oh,
that we can know him more and more intimately. Amen. He sent prophets on the earth, right? That expressed who he was, that showed the people with signs and demonstrations.
Come on,
it was to show the people what lie in God's heart,
yes,
what
sir.
Lie in God's mind before the foundation of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we know that so we had prophets come to say, I'm the God that's a healer. Amen. I'm a comforter. I'm the God that provides your needs, right? All
yes,
these
sir.
Compound names of Jehovah through the Old Testament. And what is he doing? He's doing this so that he's not just doing it just to declare himself for his own gratification.
Come on now, brother.
But here's the key, that God is revealing himself to fulfill an even deeper desire.
Yes.
Amen. And that
yes,
is
Lord.
That he could be received.
Hallelujah, Lord.
That he could be understood.
Come
that there
now.
Would be a people on the earth that through the revelation that he gave his prophets would be able to take hold of who he is and understand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we understand as a man. We know that in man are traits, and there are human traits and there are animal traits. And there
sure.
are a lot of
right.
and you look at all the false gods of the world, and it's man taking his animal traits
yep.
and instilling them into a god. Amen.
Sure.
Look at Greek mythology
that's
and all
it,
the
brother.
Lust and
come
the jealousy
on.
And all
right.
those are animal traits, that's and that's
on,
just a man desiring something to worship, worshiping something that comes from man. Amen. But in man are deeper traits.
Yes.
There are higher things
yes.
that we understand because we were made in the image of God.
Glory to God.
And so it's in man to understand this about God,
oh,
that God would
Jesus.
Desire
yes.
fellowship.
Oh,
God would
fellowship.
Desire friendship.
Yes.
Amen. That is that attribute we understand because we have that same attribute
on,
being
now.
Made in his image.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So we can lay hold of that because that's an attribute of God.
Amen, brother.
That's not an animal thing,
no,
but that's something deeper, a desire to be loved. That's something that animals, a desire for that level of fellowship, to be understood.
Sure.
Amen.
Right.
Not just to be gratified, but really be understood. Amen. As a man in a courtship with a young lady that I understand, and many of you that are married, you understand what it is as a man. That when you begin this courtship, when you begin to, you what do? You begin to express yourself to that person.
Sure, exactly.
And you begin to share your hopes and your dreams and things of your heart that lay hidden to everybody else. You don't share it with anybody else, but there's something driving you that somebody, just one person on the earth, would see this revelation
sure.
of who you are. That they would receive you for who you are. See, you don't just broadcast it to everybody, but
amen.
As a man, you're private. You hold things back.
Sure.
You hold things in your heart, and you're looking for that right one, that one that you love. Amen. That you would begin to reveal those secrets. Amen.
Yes, sir,
and
brother.
That takes a little courage because it leaves you a little bit vulnerable.
Exactly.
Amen. But you're humbling yourself to make yourself vulnerable to this person that you love and say that this is who I am. This is what I like.
That's
this
it.
Is my hopes and my dreams. See? And what you're desiring is your heart is for her to say, I see, I understand,
oh, yes, Lord.
And I love you for it. Amen. You want
yes,
to be accepted
Lord.
For who
yes,
you are.
Lord.
Amen. And that's the same trait in God. That's
oh,
what
dude.
God has always wanted for man, is to be able to reveal himself and to be accepted, to be understood. Amen. So that's what he's trying to accomplish with the Holy Ghost, that we would, all creation, all of his ministry, his word on the earth, the task that it's trying to accomplish is to reveal who he is. So that he could be received by those he has chosen,
amen,
those he
brother.
Loved before the foundation of the world. That's
yes,
you
sir.
And me. Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
Right.
Is that clear? Do you see it?
Amen, brother. Come on.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. I got to the third line.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo. All right. Now let's turn to Revelation 19.
Good word.
And just to see what we've already said here in the word. Revelation 19. And verse 11. And this is speaking of Christ now, the second coming of Christ. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
That's it.
There's a mystery to Christ.
Exactly. Right.
A mystery to God. See, there's a name. And what is a name in English, in Western culture? We don't think much of a name. We just kind of throw it out there. I'm
Come
Nathan
on,
Erickson.
Brother.
See, or I'm Andrew Caressel. But see that in this Jewish thought,
A name is something much more powerful because in that name is wrapped up all of your character, all of what makes you who you are, your heart, your nature, your very So when we see name, then we read his nature. There's a mystery to his nature.
My. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Wow. Amen. But it's hidden up in this name. It's a mystery. No man knows but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
That's it. Come on now.
So what is the Word of God as the Word unfolds throughout history? Amen. And in the culmination of the message, the complete opening of the Word, it's the complete revealing of his nature, his name that was always hidden up. It was always the mystery.
Yes.
But that mystery
yes.
was meant to be revealed. Amen. Just like in Revelations 10:7, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God would be finished.
Amen. That's it.
So that's why we believe that this message is so important, because it took the seals, it took the mystery off of who God was, what he's like, what he desires. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
What his heart, and it's only to his special elect bride. Amen.
Glory
it's
to
a
God.
Love affair.
Yes.
Amen. He's whispering those love secrets into the ears
Thank
of his bride.
You.
So this the word is the revelation of his name or his nature. And we'll just use that interchangeably.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And now we find, moving down through the Old Testament in Deuteronomy 12, God told us to worship in the place where he was revealing that name, where
Come
he put
on,
that name. Okay?
Yes, sir.
I will just read it. And if you want to know about it in detail, listen to God's Only Provided Place of Worship. Wonderful
it,
message.
Brother. Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going the wrong
exactly.
way. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 5.
Thank you, Lord.
But unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. And let's see, how far do I want to read down here? All the way down to 11. And thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes, all your offerings. And verse 7, there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand to, ye and your households, wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever, his right in his own eyes. So what is that? What is God establishing? That you can't worship God in the way that seems right in your eyes.
Come on now.
But God, because he's very careful, he's putting special guard over this nature that he's revealing.
Yes,
there's a special approach to God. There's a right approach as a worshiper of God. You must worship God in the place where
Come
he has
now.
Put his name.
Yes, Lord.
Where he has hidden his character and he's revealing it to the people.
Exactly.
See, that's why we must come God's provided way.
Exactly.
Amen. And what is God's provided way this day?
Come
it's
on,
the message
brother.
Of the hour.
That's right.
We must come that way or we'll never come to the revelation
exactly
of who he is,
Praise
his nature,
God.
His name. Amen. It, we'll
Lord.
Never be able to take on his name as his bride without approaching in this right way. It's not the way that you see. And this is where all the denominations fall short. Amen.
Exactly.
Because we look at their sincerity and we look at their works
Preach
and all their things and we recognize that those are wonderful things, but what are they lacking?
Amen. That's
Amen.
It.
What they're lacking is they've taken a man's idea. They're trying to worship
Thank
God,
Lord
trying
God.
With all their might, with all their sincerity. They're not hypocrites, Lord. But they're just but they are have been deceived
exactly.
by the devil. Amen.
Yes.
And that's why it's the grace of God that the veil has been taken
on,
off
brother,
our
Preach.
Eyes
Amen.
To receive.
Yes, sir.
Amen. This place where God has hidden his name, where he's revealing it to the people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Moving on now.
Hallelujah.
Let's go down to let's just read verse 11. Then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there.
That's it.
Not just he's declaring his name, but his nature literally comes to the earth to dwell.
Hallelujah.
And all through history there has been a voice on the earth. There's been a word that's it's revealing who he is, revealing his nature. Amen. But his nature is right there being manifested to the people. It's actually, so the word, as the word is being unfolded,
yes.
as you're putting word upon revelation, line upon line, what is it? It's not just the building up of a creed.
Come on,
not just
brother.
The building up of an intellectual teaching.
No,
amen.
Sir.
Not just like a dead letter. Amen. But it's actually God's nature taking form on the earth in a place of habitation.
Yes.
Amen. And there's a place where that name dwells. And that's the
Come
way that
on,
a
brother.
True worshiper
yes,
must
Lord.
Approach God. And unless you are worshiping God in the place where he has chosen to dwell, He's chosen to put his name, tabernacle his name. Amen. Then we fall short. Then we are lacking. Amen.
That's right. Exactly.
Amen. We have to stay with the present revelation of who he is.
That's exactly
the
right.
The present God.
Yes,
right
sir.
Now, today, he's
Amen.
Unfolding himself.
Praise
he's revealing himself to the world.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Come
Amen.
On.
And we want to be right there. We don't
yes,
want to worship
Lord.
A God
yes,
of history.
No,
we don't want to be deceived to look off to a God of the future, but
right
recognize
now,
that God is always moving
Christ
forward,
God.
And he's always got a voice
Hallelujah.
On the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So all through the Old Testament, he begins to reveal where this place is that he put his name. And he reveals more things about his name. They knew him as Jehovah.
Sure.
But see, there would be that was just a title to say Lord, right?
Amen.
But they would add little things as the God would
That's
reveal
right.
himself.
Praise
Jehovah
God.
Jireh, the healer, because
sure.
God revealed himself to be a healer.
That's it.
Amen. But then God moved a little forward, said, I'm Jehovah Jireh, the provider. Amen.
Lord.
And what is he doing? But then he took all of those compound names, all of those revelations of his nature, and tabernacled them all in Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus
Amen.
Christ was the fullness
That's
of
it.
The Godhead, the fullness of the mystery
Lord
revealed.
God.
Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Exactly.
Amen. And that
Christ.
Was the one that was so wonderful about the fact that the Father became a son, that because we are the sons that were fallen away
oh,
from sin
God,
and we
God
can never aspire to come back up to his level, but God humbled himself to come
yes,
down to
Lord
ours
Jesus.
And Brother Bram said he pitched his tent with us.
That's
oh
it.
Hallelujah.
That's
oh what a condescension. Amen. But it was the grace of God because he desired that fellowship,
exactly.
desired that love relationship.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
So God tabernacled all that he was in and he revealed it in a way that we could understand it.
Exactly. Right.
Amen. Because you could never wrap your head around the infinite God, amen, out there that permeates the universe. You could never
That's
you
it.
Could never come up to his level.
Exactly.
Oh, but you can look at Jesus of Nazareth.
Exactly.
A simple man, amen, born on a pile of manure. God hiding himself in that simplicity from the smart men of the world.
That's right.
To his bride, she could say,
Woo!
Now I can
That's
receive
it.
Him because he's
yes,
simple.
Right.
Amen. I can look at him. He suffered like I suffered.
Thank
he
Jesus.
Knew. He knows. He can relate to me and I can relate to him.
Oh,
amen.
You,
he
Lord
could
God.
Speak to me. Jesus. Amen. In my language, in human tongue, he could
sure.
he could make known the mysteries of who he is, the great divine mysteries. All right, I'm going to take a drink now.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so he revealed his name in Christ. That's why we worship God in the name Jesus Christ.
That's it. Exactly.
Because that was the name. That was where it wasn't. It was no longer just this abstract of this temple out in the wilderness, or tabernacle out in the wilderness. It wasn't just a tent in the desert
right.
anymore.
No, sir.
But he pitched his tent with us in mortal flesh.
Lord,
Amen.
God.
That we could approach God through this name Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And it wasn't a second person.
No, sir.
And it wasn't a lesser person.
That's it.
But it was our Father himself becoming a son.
God.
And the very same person, the very same name or nature being revealed
exactly
to us
right.
in a human being.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And what a wonderful thing that was.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. But, amen, that was not the end of
That's
the revelation.
It,
Hallelujah.
Glory
that was not
God.
The end of the mystery.
Woo.
Amen. There's a reason that when he died on the cross for our sins and we were reconciled to him, there
right.
was a reason we didn't all just go then to be in heaven with him.
That's right, bro.
Amen. There was 2,000 years of church history following that because God had a further mystery to be revealed. Because just like there was a mystery of God revealed in Adam, there was a further mystery in Adam, a bride that was taken from
exactly.
his side
right.
to
That's
establish,
it.
To make Preach. Known the mystery that even life wrapped up in Adam.
Exactly right.
Hallelujah. There's
Hallelujah.
A further work.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
That's
All right.
It.
But he revealed his name in Christ. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. John 17.
Yes, sir, brother.
Hallelujah. This is wonderful.
Wow.
Amen. Do you love the word?
Sure do.
Amen. John 17, verse 20. I'll just go ahead and start reading. I hear page turning, but we don't want to get caught up. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. So this isn't just the disciples now.
That's
this
right.
It's for every believer.
Yes.
That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. What was the glory that was given Christ?
Come on, brother.
It was the very glory of God's person revealed in Christ.
Yes, right.
That was what glorified Christ, amen, was that he was revealing the Father.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Not a man, not humanity, but the very nature of the Father being revealed into. But the same glory, amen, lost my spot. 22. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them,
Praise
that
God.
They may be one, even as we are one.
Come on,
amen.
Brother.
Christ, Jesus Christ was so one with the Father that they were one in the same person.
Exactly.
You can't separate them.
Right.
But it was the same nature, same
Lord
person.
Jesus, grant
there was no different, there was no a Father person and Son person,
nope.
But just one person revealed in Christ. Right?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Exactly.
That was the oneness of the Father and the Son. But now look at the oneness of the Son and His bride.
Lord, our God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen. I in
yes.
them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory.
Oh, no.
Amen. Oh, Christ praying for us.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Amen.
Lord,
that they may behold my glory, that they might see, even though deceit is on the earth, gross darkness on the earth, that they may behold, that the blinders would be taken off their eyes, that they could see this
yes,
glory
Jesus.
Which
yes,
thou given
Lord.
Hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee.
That's it.
They have not known the mystery of the nature of God.
That's it.
But I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them.
Yes,
praise
sir.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen. It wasn't
God.
The end of the revelation. Let's turn back to John 12 now.
Thank you, Lord.
John chapter 12 and verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And this is the Lord prophesying of a harvest time to come.
Amen.
He's acknowledging that he's the original spoken word seed that
yes,
will
sir.
Be planted in the ground. But
right.
we know, because the prophet came and taught it to us, that after that seed was planted, it began to grow through seven church ages until
Amen.
It came to full fruition again.
Yes, sir.
In a bright tree that was exactly like the groom tree. Amen.
Amen.
It was the
Praise
same tree
God.
Bearing the same exact fruit, but it took seven church ages for it to grow there. Amen.
That's right. Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
Because it was a further revelation of what was hidden in him.
That's it.
Right? All right. Amen. Where was I? 25. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Let's skip down to verse 28. And he's praying, Father, glorify thy name. Make known, express your person, express your attributes.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Express your nature.
That's right.
Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. In Christ, he glorified
That's
his
right.
name.
Yes, he did.
But he says, and I will glorify it again.
Glory to God.
Amen. It's going to be in the mouth of two witnesses.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The people therefore that stood by and heard it and said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Some people just heard a lot of thunders, but some people
That's
heard
right.
a voice.
Glory to
Amen.
God.
They recognized
yes,
that there would be a further Woo! Work, that Jesus Christ, what God would do his work on the earth one more time, glorify his name one more time, reveal
Amen.
Who he was, put his nature, tabernacle it, Amen, in a body, just
yes,
like
sir.
In Christ.
That's
Hallelujah.
It.
All right, he spoke of his further ministry to come. And this ministry, that this further glorifying of his name was the Holy Ghost and born again
exactly.
Christians. That's exactly
it.
What it is.
Because yes,
he was on the when he was on the cross, his side was split open like Adam. Out of him came blood. Out of him came water and spirit.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And then upon the church, the Holy Ghost fell at Pentecost, and it wasn't a third person, but it was the same person, the very same nature.
Oh, yes,
now
Lord,
has left Christ. Amen. But it didn't ascend back to heaven. It came back down to the earth. Amen. Amen. To not just to be in that perfect human body, but
oh.
now to come into corrupt flesh.
That's right.
Amen. To further the revelation of who he is. To,
exactly.
to be even more hidden
Thank
to
you.
The world. More of a mystery to the world, but so much clearer, so much more personal
Thank you,
to his people.
Yes, Lord God.
Hallelujah. What was it? It was the Holy Ghost. And what was the Holy Ghost? It was the rain upon that seed.
Exactly.
He was the seed that was planted, but then we had a former rain and a latter rain and the former latter rain together to bring about a growth.
Yes.
Amen. Into an image. And what was it? Was the same image, the same nature.
That's it.
Amen. It was the same person of Jesus Christ.
Holy
Hallelujah.
God.
The same very nature of God.
Right.
Amen. And it's the Holy Ghost in you. Trying to bring about that exact thing. That's the purpose that the Holy Ghost was given. People say that the message does away with it. Amen. Makes the whole that we've forgotten the good old fashioned Holy Ghost.
Oh,
no,
my.
We just have received a revelation and the understanding of what the Holy Ghost was given for.
Yes.
What it was sent to produce.
Praise
it wasn't
God.
Just sent to produce signs and wonders. It
Praise
wasn't just
brother.
Sent for speaking in tongues and for prophesying and
come
for
on,
spiritual
come
gifts.
On, come on now.
Amen. But it was sent to produce the giver himself, his very nature. That was the goal. Amen.
Praise
for Christ
God.
Himself. Amen. Not just his works. Amen. Not just his duties or his office, but
Come
his
on.
Person.
Right.
Would be tabernacled in a many-membered body. Hallelujah.
That's it.
2 Peter chapter 1.
Come on,
Amen.
Lord.
That Holy Ghost in you. Amen.
Thank you,
That's
Jesus.
The Father glorifying His name. He's glorifying His nature. He wants to glorify Himself in you.
That's it, brother.
You personally.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Not some church bride.
No.
Not an organization bride. Amen.
Come
but
on. That's
but
it.
A Nathan Erickson bride.
That's right, brother.
Hallelujah.
Praise
An individual
God.
Work.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my. All right. 2 Peter.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
2 Peter chapter 1. And we'll start at verse 2. Oops, I'm in 1 Peter. All right, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. See, what is Peter stressing? That we have a knowledge of him.
Amen, brother. Come on.
That makes us a special people.
Sure does.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. And that's what the Holy Ghost was given for.
Exactly.
Amen. That you would, when the Holy Ghost came upon you, would be a new birth.
Right.
And then your nature would pass away.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen. Not that you would have it would still be you in body.
Sure.
It would still be you in spirit. But the nature of that spirit, as I'll read a quote to express
yes,
that
sir.
In a minute, that was taken away. That would pass away. You died out. That's what it means that you die. When
right.
you come to this word, when you come to this message, you're not supposed to just join a church.
Hallelujah.
You're not just supposed to take up a new
yes,
creed or change your
come
lifestyle.
On,
but who you are, your very nature,
yes,
must
Lord
die.
Jesus.
You
yes.
must pass away. There must be a death to self. There must be a complete surrender of your will and your thoughts and
Hallelujah.
Your opinions.
Right.
And you must die. Amen. And
yes,
not only
Lord
that one time, you must die daily.
Yes,
Why?
Lord.
Because any humanness in you at all will spoil the work that God's trying to do in you. Amen. Because there's not room for your nature and his nature to live through the same body, but God wants us to die. He wants us
yes,
to willingly surrender. He can't force you. He's a gentleman.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God.
But
yes,
he has given us the opportunity.
Yes.
He gave us these great and precious promises.
Amen.
It's a promise. You must take hold of it.
Amen.
Amen. You must take hold of the promise. Amen. That you might be a partaker of the divine nature. All it takes is I surrender, Lord.
That's it.
That's all it takes is,
it.
Yes,
Praise
Lord,
God.
I surrender. I'll
yes,
believe
Lord
your
God.
Word. I'll
Hallelujah.
Take your word before anything else. I'll make your word my absolute.
Right.
Hallelujah. And then you're a partaker of the divine nature. Oh, my.
Thank you, Jesus. That's it, brother.
Oh, my. Escaping the corruption that's in this world. Amen. But someday that nature, someday that revelation of God will be so glorified in the earth in his bride.
Come on now.
It'll be so thoroughly and completely expressed that this corruption shall put on incorruption. Incorruptible.
That's
why?
It.
Because
Glory.
Why? Because we've seen the head. We've seen Christ in the air. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen. But there was the Holy Ghost on the earth identifies. It's the same Christ in you.
Come on.
Identifying with the Christ in the air. And
yes,
when
sir.
He comes again, hallelujah, there will be a body on the earth.
That's right.
And that body will so be identified with the nature of the head that there will just be no room on the earth for her anymore. She'll have to go to be with the head where she belongs.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord. Praise God.
Amen. That's
praise
what we're waiting
Lord,
for
Jesus.
Is
yes,
God, is the nature of God
Lord,
to so be revealed,
Lord.
So be manifested in me.
Yes,
and in
Lord,
you,
granted, Lord,
that it would complete the revelation Lord, of the mystery of God. All that was in God, he poured into Christ.
Yes, sir.
All that was in Christ, he has poured into the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it's for us to receive it. It's a promise.
Exactly. That's it.
You have a right. Amen. The bride has a right to the heart and the secret thoughts of her husband.
Praise.
We have a right to it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
Brother Brown said, souls that are in prison now. The soul is something that's the nature of the spirit.
That's right.
He said, and then the one that he says, when we are dead, the scripture plainly tells us that we are dead and our lives, we are dead, but our and our lives are hid in God through Christ.
Right.
Right? So you no longer see Nathan Erickson, but he's hid in God through Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh my. Sealed there. Amen. Not just I got to keep pressing into
That's
it
right.
and backsliding out,
Woo!
And pressing into it and backsliding
on,
out.
Brother.
But he says, sealed there by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Now,
Jesus.
It wasn't that your body died.
That's right.
It wasn't your spirit died. It was the nature of your spirit died.
Exactly right.
That's why when you talk to me, when you make contact and fellowship with me, you perceive Nathan Erickson. You perceive the spirit of Nathan Erickson.
Sure.
My spirit's not the same as my brother's spirit. Amen?
Amen.
It's a different human spirit.
Sure.
But the nature of that spirit is one and the same.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
because
you.
The Holy Ghost has transformed us. We've been renewed.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Transformed by the renewing of our mind. Behold, all things are passed away.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. The nature of your spirit died. Amen. Amen. And sometimes this humanness rears its ugly head.
Sure
Every
does.
Day it tries.
Sure does.
Amen. That's why we die daily.
Amen.
You've got to die to your humanness, but that nature is sealed in there through the Holy
That's
Ghost.
That's right.
There's no worrying. There's no fear or condemnation
Hallelujah.
To you. Amen. Because God's not looking at your body. He's not looking at your spirit, but he penetrates down. Amen. And the word is a discern. It divides asunder the soul and the spirit.
That's right.
Amen. And he's sure. looking. He sees that nature in there, and he must identified as his own nature. God cannot, he cannot deny himself.
That's it.
Amen. That's why we have such security in this revelation
Come
of who
on,
we are.
Brother.
We know Preach. Who we are. We can't be shaken. We can't be,
exactly
we
right.
can't be, we can't fail. Amen. How can
exactly.
we fail? There's just,
Come on.
It's, oh, it's wonderful.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's wonderful. We're just
Thank
resting
Jesus.
On the finished work.
Yes.
We're
yes.
sealed. Amen. And we're
right.
just day by day saying, Lord, manifest
Lord,
yourself
yes,
more.
Lord, God,
Lord let's keep
Lord
pressing
Jesus.
On. Amen. And that nature in you, it's not going to let you just fall to the side, but it's going to keep, it's pulling itself back to Papa God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And you have no choice, but eventually you must surrender to it. Amen. Because your will died one day. The who you are, your nature died one day, and the nature of Christ took over. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Oh my. This is rich.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Come on now.
It was the nature of your spirit died. See? The nature which is the soul. And if you're born again, the nature of your soul is God.
That's it.
Hallelujah. If it's not born again, it's of the world.
That's it.
But if you're a born again Christian,
it, brother,
the nature of your soul, it's God himself.
That's right.
Amen. It's
yes.
not you're some kind of reformed human being.
Oh, sir.
It's not you joined AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, and you got reformed, and you Ooh. Learned to try harder, or you got some man's program or man's psychology to reform you, but you were transformed into God himself. It's his own nature lying in there. It's the supernatural transformation of who you are, down to the very fundamental of your being. Amen.
Yes,
Amen. No, nothing of man could ever do that.
That's
Amen.
It,
no
brother.
Church can ever accomplish that. Amen. Not even calling yourself a message believer, not even trying to follow this message with all your heart can do that. Ye must be born again.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, sir.
So that Holy Ghost, it's God in us, Christ in us.
That's
Amen.
Right, brother.
We have this glory. Amen. God in us revealing his nature to the world just like as Christ.
Yes, sir.
Brother Bram says in token it has to be because a woman and her husband become one.
Amen.
They become one. When they're married, she takes his name.
Exactly right, brother.
Amen. And when you were married to God by the new birth, when you took that token wedding ring, amen, it was a witness that you took his name. You took his nature. Amen. Your nature passed away. Now you're not Mrs. World.
That's right.
Amen.
Brother.
You're not Mrs. you're, but you're Mrs.
Glory.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Amen. And so
Thank
do the bride and Christ become
Thank
one.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The ministry of the bride.
Come on.
Here we
brother.
Go now. Ooh. And the ministry of Christ is the same.
Come on.
Amen. And that's,
yes,
that means more than miracles.
Come on.
Amen. That means more than just it means more than all the signs and wonders that he did, but it's something far greater. The greatest honor that any human being could ever experience, the greatest glory we could ever take hold of, to have his own nature being revealed in us. Us in corruptible flesh.
Yes,
he took on this fallen and imperfect tabernacle, and it was where it pleased him to hide himself. It was the place where he put his name, and there's no other way to approach God than through that tabernacle.
That's right.
Now exactly. Do you see who you are? There's no way to God. There's no way that man can come to God in the way that seems right to him. He must come through that bride,
right,
because she is the tabernacle of God. You are the church of God.
Glory,
amen.
God.
You must be born into this bride body.
Right.
Not join a message church. Amen.
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 Right.
Not just not call yourself a message believer. You must be born again. You must be transformed.
Yes.
Amen.
Sir.
It must be Christ in you.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And when that happens, then your ministry is the same ministry of Christ. Amen. Every single one, whether you're in the pulpit or in the pew,
sir.
Amen. No matter what you, whether you're a doctor or whether you work at a factory, whatever it is, no matter how big or how small in man's eyes you are, you have the same glory.
Yes, sir.
You have the same purpose.
Right, brother.
You have the same ministry, the revelation of the nature of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That was the purpose. God, from before the foundation of the world, he knew you.
Hey,
there were attributes,
brother,
in him. Before the foundation of the world, there was an attribute in him that now lies right here in me.
Hallelujah.
There, he wouldn't be complete,
praise,
without Nathan Erickson.
God.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen. Brother Andrew Caressel himself could not be the fullness of God revealed, but it took a Nathan Erickson too. Amen. Because there was another attribute that lie in God before the foundation of the world.
That's
and
right.
Every single one of us,
everyone,
we have attributes. We live a certain life. Amen. Our life is a certain witness. It's a certain testimony. And it all comes together into one body.
Amen.
Every joint supply it.
Glory to God.
Amen. You're not just here to sit on a pew and,
preach,
be entertained.
Brother.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not just here to be, to, you know, to receive handouts from the church. You're not just here to, we're not just here to have programs.
Amen.
We're not just,
brother,
here, preach, to have special meetings.
That's,
amen,
right.
But our purpose here is to do our part to reveal,
yes,
God.
Yes,
amen.
Lord God.
And don't look for some great big thing, because that's where people have become deceived. Because,
yes, sir,
they, why? The world missed it the first time he came.
Sure did.
Amen. He didn't come to the Gentiles in flesh. He came to the Jews in flesh the first time.
Come on now.
He came,
preach,
to the Gentiles first in the Word. With,
yes,
Paul, right?
Yes, sir.
So why is it a surprise that now he's come again in the Word, but the world has missed it just like the first time?
Sure did.
Amen. The whole Word, why? Because it's simple.
Yes.
The first time he came, he humbled himself. And what did the Pharisees, what did the churches of the day expect? They expected the,
yep,
veil and temple to be ripped,
yep,
open. And there Christ would come, the captain of the host, and he would say, Caiaphas, I've arrived.
That's right.
Amen. And he would overthrow the Romans and do all these things. And they had all these ideas in their mind.
That's it.
But God came and humbled himself. And he was born a screaming baby in a pile of manure.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Amen. And when he came the second time, where is he? Just a babe in Christ, born in this,
right,
pile of manure. Hallelujah.
Right,
this lowness, this filthy,
yes,
body. Amen. This is corrupt. This is serpent,
sure,
seed.
Is.
But
on.
There was, but God loved me. He loved that seed that lay in me,
yes,
from the,
sir,
foundation of the world so much that he would overlook it. He would bypass that and say, that's where I'm going to reveal myself.
Amen.
He said, I will so glorify myself that people will see, they will see a man in a corrupt body, and they will see a woman in a corrupt body with a human spirit, but they will not be able to deny in their heart that's me.
Hallelujah.
In that body.
Hallelujah.
It's the same Jesus Christ in
God.
That body. Why? Because they've contacted the same nature.
Praise,
amen,
Lord.
When you were born again.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Your friends and your family, they had to notice there was a change.
That's,
amen,
it.
Amen. You had growth. Amen.
Sure.
From that point. But right away. Amen. Anybody who's really looking, who's really perceptive, they see something changed.
Hey,
there's something different,
Lord,
about
God.
You. You didn't just get all churched up. You,
that's,
didn't just,
right,
you didn't just try to reform yourself, but something,
right,
changed. It's,
hey,
not the same person.
Man.
Oh,
yes,
my.
Yes.
Amen. Because it's his person. It's his nature.
Praise,
hallelujah,
God. Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
That's the truth.
All right. The ministry of the bride and the ministry of Christ is the same.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Do we see it?
Amen, brother. Come on.
Praise the Lord. And remember, he's quoting scripture. These former treatises, O Theophilus, have I wrote to you that Jesus began to do,
yep,
and he continues to do.
Exactly.
His death didn't stop him.
That's right.
Amen. This, see, the message, this is where we draw criticism. The message doesn't lessen Christ. It doesn't take away from Jesus Christ. That's what we're accused of, that we're following a man, or we're all puffed up in our own pride and we've forgotten Jesus Christ. We've forgotten the blood, forgotten the original Holy Ghost. No, we just realized that it didn't stop with him. We have been privileged to have the revelation of how he has continued the same ministry.
Exactly.
His death did not stop him. No, sir. And it took a prophet to reveal that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Exactly.
He's still here on earth doing the same thing, revealing the Father, glorifying his name.
Yes.
No, sir. He returned again. Not a third person, but the same person returned again in the form of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To continue the work on, and it continues on, said the book of Acts. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the token.
Yes, sir. That's it.
That's the sign. The same Jesus that walked the earth. Amen. And did all the signs and wonders, did all the supernatural, and most of all, revealed the very nature of the Father.
Hallelujah.
It's the same Jesus Christ that's now revealing himself in his bride.
Yes, Lord,
it's
Jesus.
The same one, and that is the token. That's what the
Holy
Ghost is given for today. It's not, the Holy Ghost was not sent to produce tongues. It was not sent to produce miracles. All those things come with it.
Sure.
Amen. But the chief purpose for which it was sent was to bring about the full and complete revelation of God.
That's
the revelation of the nature of God. Where? In this tabernacle. Hallelujah. That's the sign.
Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah. God always has a voice on the earth.
Yes,
just because
Brother
Branham is not with us doesn't mean the voice of God's not here, but it continued on. His voice is where? In the bride. Amen.
Yes,
we are that voice.
Praise his name.
He has no voice but your voice.
Preach, brother.
Amen. That's a quote. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
He has no voice but your voice.
Amen.
Amen. You have a part. You have a part to play. You didn't just join a church, but you were called into this ministry. Amen. It's your purpose in life.
Yes, sir. That's it.
It's Christ, his second coming. What happened with a shout? We had a shout. Amen. There, a prophet came and screamed. That eagle scream woke you up.
Sure
did. Amen.
Amen.
It woke you up in that denominational slumber to come into this message. Amen. But then next, and then to come is a trumpet. Amen. When the trump shall sound and time shall be no more. Amen. This corruption shall put on incorrupt. Then we're coming to a rapture, friends.
Sure are.
Amen. But we're not just sitting around on our hands waiting for that to happen. Because God never stops moving. He's always pushing upward, the
Amen.
Prophet said.
Yes,
so
sir.
What's right there in the middle for our present day? A shout, a trumpet, and a voice.
Yes.
Amen. There is a voice of God that will sound out to the earth before the second coming of Christ.
Amen, and brother.
Not even before. It's part of that second coming.
Exactly.
It's part of the rapture. Amen. He's even coming now.
Yes, sir.
He's even present here on earth
yes,
now.
Yes, amen.
In a bride body.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Why people can't. Why? Because they're looking for a 60-foot Jesus in the sky.
That's right.
Amen.
Exactly
they're right. Waiting for the clouds to open. He'll step out with a robe and sandals, and they completely miss it. Because as a thief in the night,
yep.
He came to his little bride and said, and revealed himself, revealed his nature,
right.
So much that very nature could become tabernacled in her.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And each one of us. Amen. Are not the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We have the Holy Ghost with measure. He had it without measure. So the
right.
Holy Ghost in you has a special attribute of God to express. There's a special part of his nature expressed in you.
So good.
Oh, hallelujah. And that, and just by living your simple Christian life.
Oh,
just by being surrendered to the Lord, just by being submissive to his word, and just by being a believer. Take him at his word. Read your Bible, pray every day, get to know him more, fall more in love with him. Just that simple Christian life is the revealing of Jesus. It's the coming, it's the presence, it's the parousia of Jesus Christ.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
His abiding presence. Amen.
Amen.
We are the tabernacle of God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Oh, my. Now we begin to see who we are. We begin to see the part that we're sent to play. Amen. It gives us purpose in life. It gives
sure
us
does.
Something to live for.
Thank
we know
you,
that
Lord.
We're not just a denominator. We're not just out in some kind of man-made organization stumbling around in the dark anymore. But the seals have been taken off.
Amen,
and We can see. Amen. That there's a capstone coming down.
Yes, sir.
To perfect that church. The stature of a perfect man. Who's
exactly.
the perfect man? Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Right there where we read in 2 Peter, he said, take faith and add to your faith virtue and so on and forth till the capstone comes down. It's the stature of a perfect man.
Yes, sir.
It's the perfect. It's him. Amen. On the earth.
Yes, sir.
Completely revealed. That, but it took seven church ages.
Right.
Amen? Because it
come on now,
we had out of his blood, out of his side came blood, water, and spirit. We needed to have a revelation of justification. Then
sure.
We had to reach for, go on to sanctification. Go on past that to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And now what have we come to? The capstone coming down, his own divine nature.
Yes, sir.
Oh, right. Coming down to earth in a bride body. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Amen. And we still learn the voice of the seventh angel. Brother Branham said the Spirit and the Word and the Bride are saying the same thing.
Amen.
Amen. She's saying the same thing that prophet said. There's nothing added to it.
Nope.
Oh, but she's manifesting it.
Exactly.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
This is the day of harvest. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We had a teaching rain to come.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. But now we're harvesting. And it's the same seed that went into the ground. Same Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
He said, Brother Bram said, he's talking about the age we live in. He says it's called the eagle age in the Bible. And God calls his prophets eagles. He said it's the eagle age. We realize over in the Bible, we find in Malachi 4 that we're promised in the last days. He says now he likens his prophets to eagles. He calls himself eagle. He's the great Jehovah eagle. And he is able to achieve to himself in this age a bride. He is going to, in these last days, be able to get a bride with a ministry that's so exactly like his that the man and his wife becomes one.
Yes, sir.
And when Jehovah gets his people like him.
That's it, brother.
Amen.
Simple.
Not that they just have faith.
That's right.
Not that they just have faith and virtue. But after seven long church ages, now they've got all these building blocks on the stature of the perfect man. What is it? It's all the components. It's all the pieces of
yes,
his
sir.
Character, his nature.
Amen.
Amen. And now, so now the Holy Ghost and the people can anoint all of that. Not just a part of that pyramid, but can anoint the whole thing to live through you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Till his people is so like him. The same nature as him.
Exactly.
The same person.
Yes, sir. Right.
Amen. Then he lives in his people. They are one. It fulfills the scripture exactly what he said in St. John 14:12. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. It also fulfilled what Jesus said would take place. As it was in the days of Sodom, so it shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. The Son of Man
exactly.
ministry didn't
on,
pass
brother.
Away when the prophet died.
No, sir.
But the same prophetic, what is Son of Man? It's prophet. That same prophetic ministry now has come into the bride.
Amen.
It's the same Christ. It never was William Branham, but it was Christ prophesying
Amen.
through that
Praise
prophetic Amen. Gift. But now that same Christ prophet is in the bride, and she's the prophetess. She's the divine prophetess. Amen. Amen. She is the voice of God. There will be no more prophet eagles on the earth because the bride now, she's the prophetess.
Come on, brother.
She is declaring the complete revelation. Amen. There's nothing more to be added,
That's
but it's
it.
All here. Amen. It's all Amen. Open. And she's Christ come in bride form.
Oh, Hallelujah. My.
She is the voice of God.
That's right.
Oh, my. Oh, what a revelation that we've had. But see, it ought to make us, it ought to not make us get puffed up.
That's it, brother.
No, but a real revelation of this will just humiliate you.
Exactly.
It takes all the pride out of you and you realize,
sure
oh, it's the grace of God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that he would reveal it to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And so now it gives you, in that revelation, now all law is passed away. There's
exactly,
no more law
brother.
In this
Preach.
Message. It's no more you trying to live up to a Nothing. Bunch of rules anymore.
No.
But that'll make you love him when you realize what he called you to.
Amen.
And then you'll realize, because you realize who you don't curse anymore. You watch the words that come out of your mouth. You watch your confession. Why? Because you realize that you're the voice of God.
Sure.
And then the scripture says, how could sweet water and salt water come from the same fountain?
Amen.
How could those things be? No. It'll make you consecrate yourself. It'll
Amen.
Make you watch
Thank
watch
you.
Your language. It'll make
yes.
See, the more you understand it, the more the revelation, the more you just... That nature in you can't allow you to act like a normal man anymore. Now all of a sudden, you're not a prisoner of a law, but you're a love prisoner to God.
Amen.
A prisoner
yes,
of love,
Lord.
And you'll say, no, I just can't do that. How could I do that when God has chosen me to be his voice? How could I surrender
Verse.
My lips
Come
to
on,
Satan's
brother.
Word,
right,
amen,
man.
To Satan's messages, when God has made me his voice?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
now we see
God.
How important it is to have a good Shoot. Confession. All these things, these little fundamentals,
so good,
through the now through the revelation, through this perspective of what God has called us to be, all these things come to such more meaning. Amen. So much more. See, like the world tells you to think positively and have a good attitude and things.
Right, and
they look at it like the more you wish for something, the more like it'll magically come to pass. Amen. Amen. But it really takes a believer.
Yes.
It takes somebody who's got the nature of God in them, the same authority Jesus Christ had. Then your confession now has power.
Yes, Lord.
All it's waiting for is for your faith to rely on that confession. See, now Jesus... All right, we're kind of taking a rabbit trail here,
Look at. Come on.
Do you realize that God, He's the high priest of our confession?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
It's not His will. See, He needs the bride's voice on earth.
Sure does.
He depends on us. He entrusts to us this ministry.
Yes, He does.
Oh, think about the responsibility now.
Exactly. That's it, brother.
Think about it. He entrusted us this ministry. It's not just God coming down in a pillar of fire and speaking out, but He wants to use your voice.
Amen.
He wants to reveal Himself through you.
Amen, brother.
That's the great mystery He wants to reveal in this age. So what does it take? It takes a surrender. It takes us an understanding of having the right confession of all times and realizing He's the high priest of our confession.
Yes, sir.
See, you make the confession.
Come on.
There's the greatest battle ever fought in the mind, and it's Satan trying to put in his thoughts,
yes.
God trying to put in His thoughts, and there's a war in your mind where the decisions are made.
Right, yes.
And you make a decision to confess Satan's thoughts or to confess God's thoughts.
Amen.
Yeah, or to confess God's thoughts or your thoughts, and His thoughts are higher than yours.
Yes, sir, that's it.
Amen. You make a decision of what comes from your mouth, see? That's why we want to be led by the Holy Ghost, because
once that
confession is made,
there it is,
God has made it a law,
yep.
Amen, that confession would have a power to bring forth a result.
Amen.
So if we allow ourselves to get a bad attitude, to allow ourselves
That's
to
it.
Become discouraged and not stay encouraged in the Word, Satan gets his thought in there, comes out of your mouth, and it has power.
Yes, it does.
Because there's power in the Word of a believer.
Amen,
so you have a choice to make now. God has entrusted you a ministry. That's the greatness of it. That you're not, we're not robots by this nature within us. Amen. But we have the right. Amen. He gives us a right to choose to serve Him. To choose to take the promises He has given us and express that divine nature. Amen. So our confession, see, God operates on your confession.
Amen.
It's
Praise
a law.
God. Grant it, Lord.
That's why Satan comes in that way, because every law of God is absolute. Satan's not a creator. He can't make up his own rules, but
he
plays by God's rules. God's rule is that He gives you the thought, you speak it in faith, and then He anoints it and brings it to pass.
Right.
So Satan is trying to pervert that same exact law.
Amen.
See, but we are the temple of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So let's turn to 2 Corinthians. In closing now, we're coming to the end.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're the voice of God, and it's something to be excited about, but it should make us realize that there's so much to be accomplished in our life.
Yes,
not to put a fear on you, not to put a condemnation on us, but just to realize that it's privilege that we have.
Right. Yes,
you must not look at it as a law. You must not look at it as failures and condemnation and guilt. Amen. Because that's Satan trying to bring that on us. But we must realize that by His blood He freed us. Amen. He sanctified us with His Spirit. Amen. And now we have a right.
Hallelujah.
To live this message. We have a right, amen, to declare the Word of God, to declare His mind, not your mind, not your thoughts, not your will, amen, but He has made it, He has humbled Himself, He has allowed it to be that we would be the voice of God in this day.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Oh my. Amen. An adopted son of God with
That's
all
it.
The authority of His Father.
Right.
Amen. Her name on the check is as good as His. It's the
exactly.
that see all these things now become real when we realize who we are.
Amen.
We realize what our ministry is. Why we're here. Why it's been 2,000 years since Jesus died.
Exactly.
Why it's been 50 years since the prophet left.
Yes,
why
sir.
We must come to realize what God's trying to accomplish in this day.
Yes, sir.
Oh my.
That's
we don't serve a God of history.
Praise God.
Some people do. Some message people serve a God of history. Why? Because they're in the message denomination.
Yes.
But I never joined the message.
No, I didn't.
No, I just received it.
Lord.
Oh my, and it transformed me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
All right, so what did I say? 2 Corinthians 5. I believe I could go all night.
It's all right, brother. Preach.
2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. Now we see our ministry. It's the same ministry that Christ had. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, in other words, if any man be born again, he is a new creature. Amen. Old things are passed away. We dwell in the past so much, but those things are passed away.
That's right.
The mistakes of yesterday are passed away.
Yes, sir, brother.
Amen. You're justified. Hallelujah. Don't let Satan keep us in condemnation. When Satan has us shackled in guilt, then we can't fulfill the ministry. That's amen. Right. But we're to be free to perform the things that God ordained for us to perform. Amen. Hallelujah. You have a right. Don't let Satan take away your rights. Satan has no hold over you. We have the answer to the devil's question. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. All right. And all things, verse 18, all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, Jesus Christ reconciled us back to God. Back to our rightful place at his side. Back to that relationship between that love between man and God.
Amen.
But now he has committed to us the same ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciled the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Oh my,
yes, sir.
What power do we have? Oh my, what really lies in this bride? That see, it was God in Christ, but now it's Christ in this bride. Reconciling the word to himself. And now I'm not trying to make some new doctrine or try to start some new thing, but think about it. How far does it go? I mean, what effect do we have on those around us?
Exactly.
When somebody cuts you off in traffic, how does your attitude toward them affect their eternal destination?
Sure.
Like the prophet said, didn't he say, your attitude towards somebody. See, the Lord showed the prophet those two people being profane in church, right? And God gave him the say in what would happen to him, and he forgave them. What was that? That was the nature of Christ in the prophet to forgive them.
Exactly.
It's not a human nature to do that.
Not at all.
No, because we humans, we love law. We like vengeance. Eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. But the nature of God is love. The Bible says God is love. What did the prophet's ministry come to bring down? What capstone was it? It was love. Capstone crying, grace, grace.
Amen.
Oh my. And the same love of God in you, not just for your fellow message believer, not just for the people who treat you nice,
preach,
but the love of God that will make you love your enemy.
Hallelujah.
That's what God wants to so tabernacle, his nature in you, to where somebody would treat you wrong and you would say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. The same spirit in Christ in his bride. Think about it. You know, and we know that there will be people that will, they don't have eternal life like we have eternal life, but they'll be allowed to enter into it.
Sure.
Maybe for a kindness to the bride.
That's right. That's what he said.
You know, maybe just because your attitude toward him. We don't know. We don't really know, but we want to make all the difference we can. Because
yes,
we recognize
God,
that is why we were sent into the world. Because we are the bridge between God and man.
Amen. Come on.
Amen. He has tabernacled his name in the bride, and he said, you must worship me in the place which I have put my name. In other words, if you want to go talk to God, you can't go down to the local, you can't go to your priest.
Come on, brother.
Right? You can't go, you can't travel to Jerusalem and go to the great synagogues and or the great cathedrals. God, that's not the place, that's not how God,
come on, brother.
That's not where God has tabernacled himself.
Amen. Right.
In this day. Amen. But when somebody brushes shoulder with you in the street, when you go to school and when you go to work and you're making contact with these people, it's Christ in you.
Yes.
Amen. That they're contacting. That's why Brother Branham makes statements like when the Holy Ghost in you, it'll make your neighbor take notice, right?
Yes.
Paraphrasing it, you know, if you don't have the kind of religion where your neighbor knows there's something different about you, they'll pick up on it.
Sure.
You know, and some people won't show you. That's why we get under condemnation. We think, well, I'm not really making a difference. Or maybe I said something wrong. But you just got to trust God.
Amen.
And just don't let Satan get you under condemnation, because then you're no use.
No.
But understand that we're just led by God. We don't really know the effect that we're having.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Joseph in the Old Testament was the perfect type of Jesus Christ. Amen. And he didn't know what was going on. He
didn't even
know the fulfillment of his own vision.
That's
amen.
Right,
and yet he was totally revealing Christ. So how simple could it be in your life? You're just kind of stumbling along, just following God as best as you know how. But you're a born-again Christian, sealed into the kingdom of God. You'll accomplish the work God sent you in
Praise
the world for.
God.
You
yes,
have
sir.
Peace in that. You rest in that. Don't
yes,
let
Lord.
Satan
yes.
get you
yes.
into condemnation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because right here, right at the end, is where it's so easy to just get discouraged and fall off.
Right.
Because when we look at it through human eyes, it seems impossible. Oh, it seems
Every
too
time.
Big for us to do. Oh, but it was God that humbled himself.
Oh,
he knew that we were humble. So he humbled himself to come and take our hand and send and lead us through life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. And to think that you're the bridge between man and God. Oh my, your prayers for those people. See, you know, there might be people who go to hell, but maybe may they go to hell having felt real godly love once in their life. Whatever. See, we want to make every difference we can
yes,
just
Lord.
To glorify God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Oh my, just to be that. Don't you want to fulfill that ministry God set in place for you? Just to make known to the earth the love of God. Just to glorify His name, glorify His nature. Let it be glorified in me.
Yes.
Oh my,
Lord.
That's
Amen.
Why we want to be surrendered. And that nature of God is declared by us. It's just divine capstone love. And it is God. God is love.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
We ought to be the most charitable people on the earth.
Exactly.
Isn't it horrible? You talk to people who work at restaurants and things. And you know, they hate Sunday morning when the church people come in because they treat them bad. And you hear this testimony from wait people and things. And, the church people, they're the worst. They treat us bad. They don't speak nice to us. They're rude. They don't tip us at all, you know. And see, isn't that a wonderful, that's a horrible testimony.
Sure.
But it just shows that maybe somebody lost sight
exactly
of their purpose here.
Yes.
It wasn't just to be a church person to get all self-satisfied. It wasn't.
Right. Right.
It's not self-righteousness. But we have a ministry.
That's right.
Amen. Just to express God to the world.
Amen, brother.
And maybe not one single person you ever run into will ever receive it, but God will still have glorified Himself in you.
Exactly. Amen.
Amen. But we just want to be in prayer. We want to keep
Jesus.
The right spirit in us. See, that's why we want to stay consecrated. It's something you want to do.
Amen. Yes,
when you
Lord.
Make mistakes, we don't fall. We don't allow Satan to bring condemnation, but
right.
we just keep pressing on because
yes.
we know that we'll overcome.
Yes.
Amen. We know that we will accomplish the purpose because He said, "My word shall not return to me void."
Amen.
You are
Praise
the word of God in the earth. You'll not return void, but
Amen.
There will be fruit. It'll accomplish what He sent it for.
Amen.
So we have faith in God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Thank the Lord. Well, that's it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wonderful.
Praise
Isn't it wonderful? Let's just thank
Jesus.
The Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
thank you, Jesus,
Lord.
That He would
thank
choose
you,
us for oh, my. Not that we had any merit. Not that there was anything that made us any different than anybody else, but it was the grace of God. It was His love before the foundation of the world, elective love that chose us to receive this message. Oh, my. And now we don't want to be a church member. We don't just want to be sitting on a pew warmer, but we want to fulfill our ministry because each and every one of us has it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's no. That's why the prophet could say there's no big I's and little U's, but every joint supplieth.
Yes,
your part,
Lord God.
God is incomplete without the part that He has called you to play.
Hallelujah.
The work is not finished. And I just believe that's why we're still
yes,
here. That's why the rapture hasn't come yet, because we're still waiting on some to wake up
yes,
and
Lord.
Realize who they are, realize what God has called them to.
That's it,
and
brother.
Just say, yes, Lord. Oh my, what did Mary say? It was what a great honor it was given to Mary to produce Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And she said, "Be it unto me according to thy word."
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come, Brother Andrew. Thank you for your attentiveness. I know it went a little long, but
Let's stand together. Let's
Thank
give
you,
God
Jesus.
A hand clap of praise. Can we just give Him a hand clap of praise?
I'm not going to preach tonight at you again. There's one thing I will say. Amen.
Amen.
That was some good. Let's give him another. Let's give him a real. Hallelujah, Lord. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus.
I sure appreciated that. Don't you? You're starting to pick
yes.
up the Lord's maybe trying to get something across to us around here.
Yes.
Maybe He wants us to know that we are loved.
that we are taken care of, that he does take notice of our lives. And we're not here just to lay around. We're here to do something for the kingdom of God. Doesn't matter who we are. Doesn't matter what you think you are. Doesn't matter. Amen. What did God say about you?
Amen.
Oh, you're part of the bride of Christ. Well, guess what? You've got a ministry.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you have a need of prayer tonight, I want to invite you to come forward. I'll have Brother Nathan pray with you because I want to lead the songs and stuff. But don't leave here with a need. That just irks me sometimes, I guess. Look, you are the bride of Christ.
Yes.
Why do you understand the Word of God? It's not to everyone. It's not. Don't let the devil tell you it is. It was only to a select group. You see it.
Yes.
Blessed are your eyes. For you see things that kings, priests have wanted to see. And you see it freely. Don't let the devil take anything from you tonight. If you have a need, come forward. If you have your books, you don't know the song, I want to sing Thou Art Worthy. It's 177.
Thou art worthy.
Changing us, Lord, from where we were in the world to where we are now in
you.
It's such a privilege to be called your son. What love you bestowed upon us, Lord, to be the children of God. Thank you for taking care of us, Lord. Thank you for showing us again and again that you're with us, Lord. Oh, we praise you and thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want to sing it one more time with all our hearts. Just think on him now. Don't worry about your neighbor. Give him praise. Isn't he worthy?
Oh, thou art worthy.
Glory, glory, and
Praise tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Again, it was a pleasure having Brother Nathan with us tonight. How many appreciates Brother Nathan?
Yes, amen.
Well, go ahead and shake his hand, tell him you love and appreciate what he did today. If there's anything I've learned being a pastor, it's how much you appreciate somebody saying something little. Like, that was real nice tonight, brother. That means a lot. Just like Brother Roy over here, when I tried to say I wasn't that good of a preacher. Y'all remember that, don't you? I was saying Christ is a preacher. He said, well, you're still a good preacher too. And I said, well, okay, I'll take it, brother. Amen. Love one another, right? Yes. Little children, amen. Love one another. Amen. Love will cover a multitude of sins.
Yes.
Has it been good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. Just one more hand clap. Praise, we get ready to sing. Don't want to prolong the time. How many believes you're one of them tonight? Let's sing that song 180. If you don't know it, I'm one of the few. Sorry, that's the one I want to sing. If you need to get going, you can go tonight. You're dismissed, but we'll stay in worship as long as everybody wants to. All right, amen. I am one of the few,
one of the few, and my faith in God's word I can claim it. Though the way may seem long, opposition strong, for the bride there's a way provided. If I plan to go through, just to hope will not do, I must be firmly decided to follow the Lord by obeying His word and believe.
Again, believe it now.
One of the few, I'm one of the few, and my faith in God's word I can claim it. Though the way may seem long and the opposition strong, for the bride there's a way provided.
Well, that provided way.
If I plan to go through, just to hope will not do. I must be firmly decided to follow the Lord by obeying His word and believe that I'm one of the few.
Just one more time.
I am one of the few, one of the few. If I faith in God's word, I can claim it. Though the way may seem long and the opposition strong, for the bride there's a way provided. If I plan to go through, just to hope will I do. I must be firmly decided to follow the Lord by obeying His word and I'm one of the few.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I've been redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory. Christ is my will all to end. I now resign.
You believe that tonight. Let's sing it again.
I've been redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory. Well, Christ is mine. All to Him. my love divine. Oh, glory, glory, well, Christ is mine. I will hold to Him. I now resign. I have been.
I gotta sing it one more time, just once more.
I've been redeemed.
Aren't you happy tonight?
My love divine.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, glory, glory.
Christ, you're mine.
Christ is mine.
Thank you, Lord God.
Well, all to Him I now resign.
I was going to try to end on that. I guess we won't tonight. Sing once more.
Wherever I go, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I lift up the name of Jesus. I lift up the name.
Confession now.
Wherever I go, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I lift up the name of Jesus. I lift up the name of Jesus. For the name
last time.
But wherever I go, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like the sea. I lift up the name of Jesus. I lift up the name.
God bless you.